السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and all those listening over receivers, once again it is only the tawfiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he gathered us to make his zikr. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, on one occasion he asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that how can I recognize who your friend is and who your enemy is. Now there are many, many signs, but Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, being Kalimullah, whenever he had the opportunity of speaking to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so he asked whatever he wanted to ask. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam either asked directly or through Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam that how do I recognize who is your wali and who is your enemy. So now there are many, many signs, different signs Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala could have given, and we have them in the ayat of the Quran Sharif. Allah ta'ala has given description that who are the walis, who are the awliya-i kiram. But on that occasion Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave only two signs, that the person that I love, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to know for your, what sign there is that you love so and so. Allah ta'ala, whom he loves, what is the sign? So he said, the sign that I love a person is that I give him the tawfiq of my zikr. The person who is blessed with the tawfiq of zikrullah, and that is a sign of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love for that person. And the second thing is that I keep him away from everything that is haram and forbidden. The person stays away from haram, the person stays away from all those things that Allah ta'ala has declared forbidden, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has declared haram and forbidden. Then that is the sign that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves that person. So no matter what claims we make, but zikrullah, that is what it means, that the person has to stay away from all haram, then it is true zikrullah. What we read, tasbihat, is a different thing. That is to bring into our hearts the love of Allah Ta'ala. But as Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala informed us, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that the person that I love, that is the sign that I give him the tawfiq of zikr, and that I keep him away, or he stays away from all that is haram and forbidden. And the sign that I hate or I dislike a person is this, that the person, I'm giving you the meaning of that riwayat, that the person becomes negligent, indifferent, he drowns in the ocean of negligence, he is unconcerned, and he indulges in all kinds of haram. Then that is the sign that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala detests, dislikes that person. Then no matter how much of this worldly thing the person gets, now that is the danger sign. That is where we all fail, because we all want to see with our eyes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love for a person and dislike for a person. But we look for it in material things. That the person who's got the most amount of material things is the most beloved of Allah ta'ala. Whether he has any namaz in his life or not, whether he keeps fast or not, whether he makes hajj or not, whether he gives zakat or not, that person is watching all the haram, he's indulging in all the sins, but he's got plentiful of the material world. So he says, Allah Ta'ala's fazal on him is great. That is our weakness. Whereas many, many times I have mentioned that it is not the wealth. A person can be very, very wealthy and he can be a wali of Allah Ta'ala. And the person can be the poorest of the poor and he can be the wali of Allah Ta'ala. Because if it is only the wealth that makes a person the beloved of Allah Ta'ala, then Qarun had plenty of wealth. Dushmano ko aish aabo gil diya, as Hazrat says. Dushmano ko aish aabo gil diya. Aur dosto ko apna darde dil diya. Dushmano ko aish aabo gil diya. Aur dosto ko apna darde dil diya. Unko sahil pe bhi tughyani mili, humko tufano mein bhi sahil diya. Whomsoever Allah tabarak wa ta'ala loves, he gives him dard dil, he gives him his muhabbat in the heart. I have explained this verse many times. Enemies of Allah ta'ala, many a times he gives them plentiful. But in that plentiful, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala makes their life restless, unhappy. No sukoon. They are on the shore, but they are experiencing storms. And the person whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves, then even though he may be in storm, he may be in the center of the ocean, and his ship is being lashed by storms, but yet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives him sahil, meaning the shore. Meaning in his life, no matter what kind of problems he may face, but Allah Ta'ala gives him sukoon in his heart. So that is the sign. So zikrullah, true zikrullah means that. This is a majlis of zikr, therefore we talk about zikrullah. That is zikrullah. This is to bring that love in the heart. And this too, as I say, is just a sample. That's not sufficient. Once a week, if a person comes here and takes the name of Allah Ta'ala a few times, is that sufficient? Allah Ta'ala says, Uzkuru Allah zikran kathira. So the person must make it a habit of his life to make abundant zikr. Guided, of course. So this is just a sample, we say. Somebody once asked a question. He said, Maulana, what's the benefit? I know of many people, they just come once a week, they make tawbah, istighfar, and they go away and they do the same thing for the whole week again. But I know them, he said. They come to the majlis, they make zikrullah a little bit, they make tawbah istighfar, and then after that I see them in the same sins again. Some of them. Of course, many, many of them have brought about a total change in their lives. So I said, what less benefit is that? That's also a great benefit. If the person is coming even once a week, and is making sincere tawbah from all sins, so that's a great benefit. Even though he may have indulged for the whole week again in those sins, it doesn't mean we are condoning those sins or we are saying that that's what he should be doing. Every week we are saying that you must give up those sins. But even if he indulged in those sins for the rest of the week, and then he came and made sincere tawbah, deep-hearted tawbah, with the gathering he also was very much expressing that same remorse and regret and shame and nadamat over his sins, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgave that person, then it will be those sins which are dealing with huququl ibad, the rights of people, that he has to go and fulfill those rights. Many times I have repeated that. And the other sins of namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, now that he made tawbah, meaning that now he must start making it. But if he has to die the very next day, after having made sincere tawbah, the next day if he has to die, then at least it is only the hisab kitab left of one day. The person made sincere tawbah, every week he's making sincere tawbah. But unfortunately, nafs and shaitan takes him back to those few sins again. But if he has to die after that sincere tawbah, then he only has to give hisab kitab of that one day or 2 days after that sincere tawbah. The other sins, now he didn't get the time, the opportunity. So there is great hope in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's mercy that if he wants, he will forgive and give those people rewards on that day of Akhirat. But that is not something that we condone, that that is what he should be doing. The whole purpose is to give up those sins and turn towards Allah Ta'ala. So may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah from all our sins. And Allah Ta'ala give us istiqamat. Dard dil mustaqil ho gaya. Ab to shayad mera dil bhi dil ho gaya. Shukr hai dard dil mustaqil ho gaya. Ab to shayad mera dil bhi dil ho gaya. The heart must become mustaqim. There must be istiqamat, steadfastness. The person who gave up a sin, now there must be no question of returning to that. If you have come out of some filth, then no intelligent person wants to go back to that filth. So Allah Ta'ala took the person out, now finish, he must look forward. He mustn't go back to those sins again. But accidentally again, if he slipped and fell, then make tawbah again. So that is why I call this majlis on Thursday night a majlis of tawbah.
बातिन में मेरे या रब बस जाए याद तेरी हर दम रहे हुजूरी दिल हो मकाम तेरा बातिन में मेरे या रब बस जाए याद तेरी हर दम रहे हुजूरी دل ہو مقام تیرا دل کو لگی رہے دھن لیل و نہار تیری دل کو لگی رہے دھن لیل و نہار تیری مذکور ہو زباں پر صبح و شام تیرا مذکور ہو زباں پر ہر صبح و شام تیرا باطن میں میرے یا رب بس جائے یاد تیری ہر دم رہے حضوری دل ہو مقام تیرا باطن میں میرے یار بس جائے یاد تیری. That zikr must come settled in my heart. All the time I must be in zikrullah. Now we say, how can the person be in zikrullah all the time? Simple. That whatever he is doing, he finds out from Allah Ta'ala. It doesn't mean that he waits for the Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to come and then he questions him and then Jibreel alayhi salam will go and ask Allah Ta'ala and then come back and inform him, because all that has happened already. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam has informed. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has already informed us what is pleasing to Allah Ta'ala and what is displeasing. In every field of our life, every aspect of our life, every avenue, Allah Ta'ala has already shown us the way. So now the person will ask Allah Ta'ala, meaning find out from the ulama, find out from the muftis, find out what is in the Quran and the Sunnah, how we should conduct our lives, how we should be undertaking the different actions of our lives. That is finding out from Allah Ta'ala. And when the person is finding out and obeying Allah Ta'ala, then that is zikrullah, in whichever field he is. So he can be 24 hours in zikrullah. When he's going to sleep also, he finds out from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that means through the ahadith, how the person should go to sleep. So he's in zikrullah if he sleeps too. So, batin mein mere ya rab bas jaye yaad teri. All the time the person must be in the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That means he must be conscious. And that is that sifat of ihsan which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam spoke about. An ta'bud Allah ka annaka tara fa illam takun tara fa innahu yarak. You worship Allah in such a way as if you are seeing him. And if you cannot gain that degree, then at least the person knows that Allah Ta'ala is watching him. That is definite, that is certain, that Allah Ta'ala is watching.
So to reach that stage, these programs take place, that to reach that stage where the person becomes conscious that my Allah is with me, He is watching me, He is aware of all my movements, all my actions, all my deeds. I cannot conceal and hide from Him my adultery, my fornication, my stealing, my gambling, my lies, my deceit, my haram, my watching of the evil. I can't conceal it. Allah Ta'ala is watching, He is with me. And He is aware also of my namaz, of my roza, zakat, my charities, my ibadat, my zikr, my tilawat. And not only that, but He's also aware of the intention and niyat that's in the heart. Whether it's through ikhlas and sincerity that the person is doing that amal, or it is for nothing but name and fame, show business.
So, baatin mein mere ya Rab, bas jaye yaad teri, har dam rahe huzuri, dil ho muqam tera. As our Hazrat Mawlana Aqi Mohd Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum, my Shaykh and Murshid, he says,
Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal, Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal, Mere behre gham ka kinara nahi hai.
Those waves of the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there's no shore for it. There's no kinara for it. They continue flowing in the heart of a mu'min, the heart of a lover of Allah ta'ala. On one occasion, Majnoon, they called him Majnoon, he was madly in love with Layla. But he was so madly in love that once Layla came in front of him, and she said that, I am Layla and you are so madly in love with me, there I am Layla. He said, I don't need you. Your remembrance is so deep in my heart. He didn't even look at her. And yet he was madly in love with her. We may not understand these things. But then from there, Hazrat Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah has given us so much of lessons. So he was writing on the sand. His writing pad was the sand, and the pencil was his finger, and he was writing, Layla, Layla, Layla. So somebody asked him, what are you doing, you stupid, foolish, mad person? He said, I'm making the mashq, practicing the writing the name of Layla. So the person who is in love with some human being who is going to perish and die one day, if he can go to such extremes, then what about those people who are true lovers of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala will never die. Allah ta'ala is all living. He will remain forever. And He is the one in whose hands all treasures lie. So should we not be sensible and turn towards Him and create His love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts? Dil ko lagi rahe dhun, laylo nahar teri. Mazkoor ho zubaan par har subh ho shaam tera. Morning, evening, afternoon, night, daytime, in weakness, in strength, in good health, in poor health, in poverty, in richness, on the aeroplane, on the ground, in the business, in the home, wherever the person is taking the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Jis jahan mein rahun, jis fiza mein rahun, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. Wherever the person is, his taqwa remains salamat. And the taqwa will remain salamat when the person has got the remembrance of Allah ta'ala in his heart, when he's conscious of that. Wallah, I'm telling you, there is no exaggeration in the sayings of those awliya-e-kiram, where they are talking about the sweetness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's love, and what enjoyment they get and what happiness they get in their hearts.
But amongst us they will laugh, they will joke, they will eat with us, they will drink with us, they will talk to us, they will marry, they will do everything that a normal person does. But how the person, when he's got a very, very expensive, very valuable, very precious gem, then he tries to hide it. He tries to conceal it. He puts it in such a vault that nobody can reach it. Right inside somewhere. Why? Because very, very precious. So in the same way, this muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, it is so precious a commodity that it is concealed deep down in the heart of a person. Spiritual heart. We can talk about sugar the whole day, but if we haven't tasted sugar, we don't know what sweetness is all about. We have to taste it. And Allah Ta'ala has kept the doors open for everybody to taste it. So, dil ko lagi rahe dhun lailo nahar teri, mazkoor ho zubaan par har subah ho sham tera. We'll continue with this inshallah next week. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Yaar rahe ya Rab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahu. Yaar rahe ya Rab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahu. Mujhko faqat tujhse ho mohabbat, خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں. ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے ما मस्त रहूं सरशार रहूं, होश रहे ना मुझको किसी का, तेरा मगर होशियार रहूं। अब तो रहे बस तादमे आखिर, विर्दे जुबा ए मेरे इला, ला इलाह इल्लल्लाह, 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 ला इलाह इल्लल्लाह। नफ्सो शैतान दोनों ने मिलकर हाय किया है मुझको तबाह, नफ्सो शैतान दोनों ने मिलकर हाय किया है मुझको तबाह, ऐ मेरे मौला मेरी मदद कर, चाहता हूँ मैं तेरी पनाह, ऐ मेरे मौला मेरी मदद कर, चाहता हूँ मैं तेरी पनाह। La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह जल जलालू, अल्लाह 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, तू ही तू हो, तू ही तू हो, तू ही तू, और मेरे तन में बजाए आबो गिल, दर्द दिल हो, दर्द दिल हो, दर्द दिल, गैर से बिल्कुल ही उठ जाए नजर, गैर से बिल्कुल ही उठ जाए नजर, तू ही तू आए नजर देखो जिधर, तू ही तू आए नजर देखो जिधर। अल्लाहु अल्लाह, 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह। दिल को अगर चमकाना हो तो कर लो जिक्र इल्लल्लाह, इल्लल्लाह, इल्लल्लाह। दिल को अगर चमकाना हो तो कर लो जिक्र इल्लल्लाह, इल्लल्लाह, इल्लल्लाह। सोचो जरा फिरौन के घर में मूसा को पाला किसने, गौर करो मछली के शिकम में यूनुस को रखा किसने, पहले आग में डाला फिर आग को फूल किया किसने उसके नाम की गुण गाते हैं इब्राहीम खलीलुल्लाह इल्लल्लाह 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 ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। हवा वो हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे। हवा वो हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे। गुनहगारी में कब तक उम्र काटूं गुनहगारी में कब तक उम्र काटूं बदल दे मेरा रास्ता दिल बदल दे बदल दे मेरा रास्ता दिल बदल दे। हवा वो हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे। सुनो मैं नाम तेरा धड़कनों में सुनो मैं नाम तेरा धड़कनों में मजा आ जाए मौला दिल बदल दे मजा आ जाए मौला दिल बदल दे। اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام Oh my beloved Allah Oh my Rahim Allah Oh my Kareem Allah Oh my most loving Allah Most caring Allah Most tolerant Allah, most generous and kind Allah, most compassionate Allah. O my Sattar al-Uyub Ghaffar al-Zunub Allah. O my most beautiful Allah. Once again we have gathered for no other reason, my beloved Allah, but to extend our begging bowls before you. To express remorse, regret, shame, nadamat over our sins, and to seek from your unlimited treasures of forgiveness,
Ya Allah, forgiveness of our sins and the sins of the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, there is no one more kind, more generous, more forgiving, more tolerant than you. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Ya Allah, we are not justifying our sins, we are acknowledging, we are confessing before you, my beloved Allah.
ہم نادم ہے ہم شرمندہ ہے ہم گنہگار ہے سیاکار ہے بدکار ہے مجرم و خطاکار ہے ہم سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے ہے تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے گا My beloved Allah Where do we go? We know that we are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. Ya Allah, day and night we use your bounties for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of sight, hearing, speech for your disobedience. Our hands and feet, our heart and mind for your disobedience. So much of our wealth we use for your disobedience. My beloved Allah, where do we go? There is no one for us besides you. From whom can we seek forgiveness of our sins besides you? You are our Khaliq, you are our Malik, you are Rahim, you are Kareem. Kareem is the one who gives to even those who are not deserving. Ya Allah, we know we are not deserving of your mercy, of your forgiveness. We are deserving of the worst of all punishment. If you have to order the earth to open up and swallow us up, if you have to send the gale force winds against us, if you have to send flood waters against us. Ya Allah, we know we are deserving of all those punishments. But we also know, my beloved Allah, that you don't like to punish. You dearly love to forgive. All you want is that we must turn towards you. We must express remorse and shame and regret of our sins. Ya Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. We are extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, such a large congregation having left all the distractions and attractions of the outside world during this holiday period. Ya Allah, having gathered here, taken your Mubarak day, paid zikrullah, recited durood and salam upon Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We now extend our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, don't return our hands empty. Ya Allah, there is no shortage in your treasures. Your treasures are unlimited. For whom are your treasures of forgiveness, my Allah, if it had not been sinful ones like us? My beloved Allah, for whom are your treasures of mercy and kindness and forgiveness? Ya Allah, it is for sinful ones like us. You have kept the doors of Tawbah open for us. We know that we make Tawbah and break our Tawbah. Make Tawbah and break our Tawbah. But my beloved Allah, that is what we do. That is our sifat. That is our attribute. That is our quality and characteristic. Ya Allah, your sifat is forgiveness. Your sifat is rahmat. Your sifat is, my beloved Allah, that you are kareem. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ya Allah, you are even aware of the thoughts that cross our minds. Where can we conceal our actions and deeds from you? Even this very moment, my beloved Allah, you are watching us. Ya Allah, you are watching us. You are listening to us. Ya Allah, we are not extending our begging bowls before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. Ya Allah, this very moment you are watching. The tears of shame that are rolling down our cheeks, my beloved Allah. The thoughts of nadamat and shame of our sins which are crossing our minds. And the hope in your maghfirat and mercy and forgiveness. Ya Allah, you're watching. Ya Allah, we are therefore turning towards you. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, Ya Allah, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, if our sins are more than the entire creation put together, Ya Allah, your forgiveness, the ocean of your forgiveness is so vast that just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins and the sins of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, you can give guidance and hidayat to the entire mankind. It is not difficult for you. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts. We are turning towards you, my beloved Allah. Man has made computer chips. They record millions of pieces of information. But just one press of the delete button and no information is left on the chip. Mere pyare Allah, oh my beloved Allah, oh my most beloved Allah, press the delete button over our sins. Let no sin remain by Allah in our book of lives. Our amal nama, my beloved Allah, we know that they are filled with sins. Ya Allah, humare haal par raham farma, karam farma. Hame sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat wali zindagi de, zillat aur ruswai se humari hifazat farma. Give us a life of respect and dignity and honor in this world, in the akhirat. Ya Allah, the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is being harassed everywhere. Ya Allah, insulted everywhere. Ya Allah, mercilessly persecuted and tortured. My beloved Allah, we know that it is because of our sins that mankind is suffering in this world. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. Forgive the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, don't test us in this world, in the akhirat. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Ya Allah, we cannot stand tests and trials. Puri ummat ke haal par raham farma. Ab humare gunaho ko mat dekh, mere Allah, teri shane rahimi aur karibi ko dekh. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Our hearts are between your two fingers. You can turn it in whichever direction you wish. Ya Allah, it is your qudrat and your power. You can change in whichever direction our hearts. Ya Allah, we are asking you to change it in the direction of ta'at, of ibadat, of zikr and tilawat, of obedience to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Put your love and the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our hearts. Put the hatred of sins in our hearts. Put the hatred of sins in our hearts. Ya Allah, the Sahaba ikiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, the tabi'in, the tabi'in, the awliya of the ummah, the mashayikh, the ulama'i haq. Ya Allah, the pious and the righteous ones, they do everything that is pleasing to you. And then they shed tears before you that we haven't been able to do justice to our ibadah. Ya Allah, we commit sins day and night and we laugh and we smile and we joke and we are happy and pleased with our sins. Where Allah, wo ibadat karke rote the, hum gunah karke haste hai. Where Allah, humare hal par raham farma le. May Allah bless everyone who is sick with shifa. Whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they are amongst us in the hospitals, in clinics, in homes. So many have undergone operations and so many are still in hospitals recovering from their ailments and sicknesses. Ya Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they have requested for duas or not, Ya Allah, bless them with complete shifa. Ya Allah, mukammal shifa de de. Sehat tamma kamila ajila daima naseeb farma. Ya Allah, we are all sick and ailing. Some of us are physically ill and some of us are spiritually sick. Ya Allah, we are suffering from spiritual ailments and physical ailments. My beloved Allah, cure us of all our ailments and diseases. Cure us of our spiritual ailments, my beloved Allah. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with envy, with jealousy. Why should we be jealous of what you give to your creation, my beloved Allah, when there's no shortage in your treasures? Why should we not seek directly from you, my beloved Allah?
Hawari hal par raham farma. Purify and clean our hearts. Ya Allah, how long are we going to walk in the path of sins? Ah, my beloved Allah. Gunehgari mein kab tak? Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu? Change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, give us an enjoyment in zikr, in tilawat, in ibadat, in the fulfillment of all your ahkam and your laws, in obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us an enjoyment in charities. Give us an enjoyment, my beloved Allah, in caring for the poor, for the needy, for the destitute, in assisting and helping, in inviting towards your Mubarak deen, in inviting and calling towards Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, muhabbat and ishq and itaat. Ya Allah, give us a sweetness and taste of iman. Give us the sweetness of iman in our hearts, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, you have put sweetness into bamboo sticks and they sell at the price of sugar cane. You who have put sweetness into stick, my Allah, put sweetness of iman in our hearts. Mere pyare Allah, we are helpless, we are weak. Ya Allah, we are being bombarded by fitnas from our right and our left, from in front of us and behind us, and pouring from the satellites above us. Ham kidhar jaye, mere maula, ham kidhar jaye. Ya Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ya Allah, bless us with rizq which is halal, which is pure, which is pleasing to you. Ya Allah, the sources are unlimited which you possess. Ya Allah, bless us with rizq which is halal. My beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our rizq. Barakat in our homes, barakat in our businesses, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time, barakat in all the ni'mats you have blessed us with. Ya Allah, bless our children also with hidayat and with guidance. Ya Allah, make each and every one of them obedient to you, to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and my beloved Allah, to their parents. Give the parents the hidayat and the guidance. Ya Allah, bless the parents with the hidayat to give the children the proper upbringing, and to remove from the homes and from the lives everything that is damaging their morals. Mere pyare Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Protect us from all the disasters, my beloved Allah. Zameen ki aafaton se hifazat farma. Aasman ki aafaton se hifazat farma. Hawa ki aafaton se hifazat farma. Samandar ki aafaton se hifazat farma. Protect us, my beloved Allah. Protect our iman, protect our Islam. Protect our homes and properties, protect our lives, protect our children, protect our families, protect the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Protect Haramain Sharifain from all fitnas. Protect Masjid Aqsa. Ya Allah, restore Masjid Aqsa into the hands of the believers. Yahudiyo ke qabze se, zalimo se, najat ata farma. My beloved Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, family members and ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. We can do what we like, my beloved Allah. But a day is going to come when our janazah is going to proceed to some qabristan. Or we do not know whether it's going to be on the waters of the ocean. Or where it is going to be, we are unaware. But our life is going to depart. Ya Allah, our souls are going to depart. There is no way that we can live forever in this world. We don't know when the angel of death is going to strike. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, watching some filthy film, reading some filthy novel or magazine, watching the haram on the internet sites, taking drugs, adultery, engaging in adultery or fornication, or any kind of haram action.
My Allah, don't let any kind of embarrassment, shame, disgrace come upon us, our family members of the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rawza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Hawari roo jubti hui tere paas aa jaye. Let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. So that when the winds of rahmat blow, there we too may be forgiven. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all his life he made duas for us. Ya Allah, which khair is there that he did not ask for us? Which goodness is there that he did not beg for us? Day and night his only concern was his ummatis. How much he begged for us, how much he cried for us, how much of suffering he underwent for us. Ya Allah, all the du'as of khair that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness, our parents with that goodness, the ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, those whose parents have passed away, brothers, sisters, family members, and whosoever in the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away. Ya Allah, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Fill the graves with Noor. Ya Allah, this part of the night, you are watching us with our hands raised before you. Ya Allah, each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you are well aware of their good wishes, desires, aspirations. Ya Allah, jo bhi unki nek murade hai usko pura kar de. Whatever good wishes, good desires, good intentions they have, fulfill those. Ya Allah, different people have got different needs and different wishes and desires. Whichever one is in conformity with Sharia and pleasing to you, Ya Allah, with your fazl and ihsan, fulfill those wishes and desires. And Ya Allah, you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the test or the trial, the sicknesses, the diseases that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you is experiencing. Ya Allah, we cannot ask for each and every one. Different people have got different problems. Ya Allah, with your fazl, with your ihsan, remove those difficulties, hardships and problems. Ya Allah, have mercy on the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Assist and help the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Assist and help the mujahideen of Islam. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين